In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, the 30th of November. Good as always to have you here, everybody. There is a whole lot to unravel in the coming American economy today. A new Treasury Secretary appointment, same for commerce, and as yet undefined deal to save 1,000 jobs in Indiana. Another tweet storm from the president-elect to unpack, because sometimes there is news in them, not just middle-of-the-night ramblings. We start on this Wednesday with the big picture, the overview, if you will, courtesy of Neela Richardson from Redfin and Felix Salmon at Fusion. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
So I am going to play a piece of tape for you here, Felix. It's from Steven Mnuchin, the new nominee for Treasury Secretary of the United States by President-elect Donald Trump. He was on CNBC this morning with the guy who's been nominated for Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross. Mnuchin, I should say, is a Goldman Sachs partner and a hedge fund guy. Ross is a private equity guy, so both very Wall Street-y people. Anyway, here is Steven Mnuchin on CNBC this morning talking about what they're going to get done.
Our most important priority is sustained economic growth, and I think we can absolutely get to sustained 3 to 4% GDP, and that is absolutely critical for the country.
Felix, is that real, sustained 3 to 4%?
It's not as bad as the 4, 5, 6, 7% that all of the Republican candidates were wheeling out during the primaries. It's still improbable, but at least it's moving in the direction of, like, plausibility.
What has to happen, Neela, for us to get to 4% growth? And we should note that the most recent quarter came in at 3.2 on a quarterly basis.
Well, what the Trump economic team thinks needs to happen is a tax cut.
Right.
And so that's the focus, at least in terms of driving those profits to stay here at home, is to bring a tax cut that would lower the statutory tax rate from 35% to 25%, or 15%.
15% on companies, yeah.
On companies, but it doesn't deal with the small detail that most companies don't pay 35%. In fact, most companies don't pay corporate taxes at all, and that the actual rate is way lower than that they actually pay. So how do we get growth from that? It's still hard for me to tell.
Felix, one of the other things that happened this morning on CNBC was that either Mnuchin or Ross said, listen, we're going to lower the corporate tax rate, and all the money that is parked overseas is going to come back, and companies are going to spend that and generate real growth and generate paying jobs for American people. Companies don't normally do that recently. Have they done that?
Well, there hasn't been a tax holiday on repatriated overseas earnings for some time.
Yeah.
If they were to announce that, I don't think that simply lowering the go-forward corporate tax rate would suffice to incentivize them to do it, although it might change a bit of things at the margin. Maybe they will put some kind of holiday in and maybe the money would come back. But to Neela's point and your point, even if all that money came back and even if the profits were higher, that in and of itself doesn't create GDP growth.
Right, exactly. Neela, can we talk about the swamp for a minute? Because Mr. Trump made much of draining the swamp out on the campaign trail. And here we have now what arguably could be thought of as adding water to the swamp, because you have a hedge fund guy in Mnuchin, a Goldman Sachs partner at Treasury. You have Wilbur Ross, a private equity guy. And yes, you want people who know the economy in those jobs, however, comma, right?
Right, comma. So the question is, are we just moving around the chess pieces in a game that's already been played? And it looks like that for right now. The solutions don't seem particularly groundbreaking, and they don't seem to service the middle class. And so the question going forward is, how can this team, this establishment team, even if it has a new face, generate change for people who need it the most? And we still don't have an answer to that.
Felix, what do you think?
I think that not only are they Wall Street guys, they're also real capitalists. You know, they're corporate raiders in many respects. Mm-hmm. They are the avatars of capital as opposed to labor. Both of them have made money by firing people as opposed to by hiring people. And on top of that, neither of them has any kind of government experience or even, as far as anyone can tell, had any real sort of political ideology up until 5 minutes ago. So I'm not optimistic.
Felix Salmon at Reuters. I did it again. Felix, man. It's Felix Salmon at Fusion. I'm going to write it on my
phone. Thank you, Kai.
Felix Salmon at Fusion. Neela Richardson at Redfin. Thanks very much, you two. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kai.
All right. Bye-bye.